Let me get the date. Today is the
25th
of July 1990. Yes. And if you could give me your name, please.
Frank, my first name?
Yes.
Frank.
And your last name?
I have initial G.
Oh, G.
My last name is...
All right, spell that for me. Okay. Now, where were you born, Mr.?
Old Mexico.
You were born in Old Mexico.
Yes.
Okay.
In Villa Morelos.
Okay.
Michoacán, of Mexico. And we came here in 1918.
Your family did?
Yes. My father and dad and a sister and an older brother of mine.
Okay.
There was three of us that came from Mexico. I was born there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, when were you born?
In 1915.
Okay. Okay. Now, just in terms of pronunciation, tell me the name of this community. This is? This is the town of?
Larkspur.
Okay. And it's in what county?
Douglas.
And it's in the state of?
Colorado.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, so your family, your father and your grandfather came here?
No.
Or just your father?
Just my father and mother.
Okay. Just your father and mother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the three of us kids.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, your family has been in this community now for two generations. You're the second generation to have lived in this in this community. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We can stop. Yeah.
My son.
Your son, so there would be three. Is he still living here in this area?
No, he don't live here. He lives in Denver.
He lives in Denver, but he was born here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So two generations, and y'all came up from Old Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are just some other just general questions about you. You're retired now?
Yes.
Okay. What did you do for a living before you retired?
Before I retired?
Yes. Do a lot of different things?
Yes. I worked on the railroad most of my life.
Okay.
I worked for the railroad altogether about 43 years when I retired.
Okay.
But I'd done several things before. I tried everything practically that was to be done. I couldn't name them all because there's so many of them.
Yeah.
But I'd done some carpentry work and woodwork and concrete work. And even though I worked in the beet fields for a while.
Okay. Was that in this area?
No, not in this area. But here are the others.
Okay, here are the others.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I retired from the railroad in 1975.
Okay. And have you traveled around? Have you traveled outside of this area very much? Have y'all done a lot of traveling around?
Oh, have we? Since I retired from the railroad in 1975, another company, construction company, got a hold of it that I was retired, and they hired me. And I worked for them for six or seven years. And her and I traveled, and it cost us a penny. We just went all over with projects in different states that I had to do.
Uh-huh.
It had to do the same with railroads, to build track yards and stuff like that for power plants and granaries, silos, and coal mines.
Mm. Okay. Okay. Well, that was wonderful to get to travel for free.
Yeah, we even got tired after, so we had to retire. We didn't want to travel no more.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about your schooling. How far did you go along in your schooling?
Well, I'm ashamed to say that.
Oh, you shouldn't be ashamed of that.
Yeah.
My grandfather got a sixth grade education, and I always call him the smartest man I know. It's true.
Yeah. I agree.
My folks would send me, my dad would send me to school. Till the law got after him, that they threatened to put him in jail. So he sent me to school. I was 12 years old when I went to school. I had a little mustache already.
So you didn't get very far along.
No, I went, I quit when I was 15 years old to go to work. But I went through the sixth grade.